And would you like a personal reading with the numbers lady, Glynis McCants? Just make a phone call. What we'll need is your name, obviously, and your birth date, your day, your month, day, and year. And then just ask her a question, and she'll take it away from there. So we'll be back with your calls and Glynis McCants on Coast to Coast AM. And we're back. George Norrie with you, along with Glynis McCants. And Glynis, as the calls line up here for you, tell us about Coast to Coast listener Maggie, who got in touch with you.
Oh, my gosh, such a powerful story. She called us in December, and she ordered the calendar, but she wanted to tell me her love story. She said she's followed you for years, heard me on Coast to Coast, actually got the book Love Had the Numbers from the library. That's how it began.
All right.
And she just became addicted. So she was running numbers, and sometimes she'd order charts from me, but she picked a man. His name's Joe, and they have six numbers. There are six numbers to make up a blueprint. Your best number is natural match. That means you can lift an eyebrow and know what each other's thinking. They have six natural match numbers out of six, George. That is so rare, I can't tell you. So she tells me this. She runs the numbers. She knows he's the one. They met in like 2019, and then all of a sudden, here we are dealing with the virus and different dates for the wedding. They finally went for it. She picked a date in numerology, again, to make sure it was a good day for her to schedule the wedding. And these two are madly in love. She sent me a picture. I know this is why you have your dating site, the same thing. To help people find love and a good partner, there's nothing better. Nothing.
Fantastic. I'm concerned about two events this year, next year, the year after. Let's see if you can figure out what to do with them. One is China and Taiwan.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, I was looking at the Chinese president, and I ran his chart, and I'm going to tell you, because he's in a personal year of nine right now, that means I'm sure he's got his big plans of what he wants to do, but it will not go the way he hopes it to.
Uh-huh. Interesting.
And if you want an example, we can just go back to last year with President Joe Biden. He was in a personal year of nine, and there were many things he hoped to do, and there was pushback, right? Things didn't
Huge
happen.
Pushback.
That's the same thing that's going to happen with that president. So in that way, I think it's good because it gives Taiwan a chance to, you know, figure this out, right? How can we stop that? We can't do anything. I mean, the United States, we can watch, we can try to help, but it really is up to the people involved. The other one I saw, because I think Putin is always interesting.
Yep. And Russia and Ukraine.
Right. The whole thing with Ukraine and the fact that he wants to make a move. I mean, he's got everyone lined up for this, right? But when I look at his chart, he's in a personal year of five. And when you're in a cycle of five, just like this crazy world number, you're going to promote chaos. And it's not going to, not only does it not go the way he wants, but you could end up regretting it. So if anything, he needs to stop and regroup for a moment to decide, is this the move I want to make? There will be repercussions. And I'm telling you, it's just like what happened with Afghanistan. If I had had the president's ear and they said, hey, Glynis, what do you think about us pulling out in August, which is an 8 month in the world number five, I say, are you crazy? Don't you dare. Because those two numbers were in conflict with each other. Well, Putin just entered a cycle that is not to his advantage. So this is not a good time for him to make that move.
All right, let's go to the phone calls as they line up for you, Glynis. First time caller. I'll give you the name and the birth date in the city, and you take it away.
Yes.
First time caller is David. Birth date is December 8, 1963. December 8, 1963, Sarasota, Florida. David, welcome to the program. How are you?
Fantastic. Good morning. Love the show. Love the show.
Thank you, David. How about a question for Glynis, and she'll take it away.
I work third shift forever and ever and ever, and I have the lousiest luck with finding a nice woman that'll put up with my crazy hours.
Oh, okay. Well, so David, are you asking me about love, basically?
Yes.
Sounds that way.
And let me put it to you this way. Like, I look at your chart, and I'll tell you what goes on. Technically, when I take the whole date of birth and reduce it to one digit, you are a three life path. Now, three is the sense of humor. It's the communicator. It is also someone who helps others, but you have to be careful. If you're not careful, you can attract a woman who is codependent. Like, you're always trying to fix her mess. You don't want that, David. You want someone who's an equal, someone you can enjoy. And then born on an 8 day tells me if she's not pretty, you're not interested. You love pretty, right? David, be honest with us tonight.
That is so true.
It is so true. George, when you're born on an 8-day, you just have a high standard. A woman who takes care of her hair, has a sparkle in eyes, you know, dresses nicely, he is all about it. And then I would say for all the women listening, David could be a catch because he's got a 2 attitude, which means he's romantic. He has a love streak in him. He's willing to share his life with you. So in numerology, what you would do is try to find someone who's compatible. So keeping it simple, one, I'd say numberslady.com, go to the numbers and look up your life path and see what's compatible. But 3, 6, 9, and 2 are the numbers that approve of you, David. You need to start thinking that way. That is energy that's actually compatible to you. You don't have to convince them to enjoy your company or want to be with you. They would want to be because they're naturally matched and compatible.
Good luck, David. Tell everybody how you met your husband, Charlie, Glynis.
So Charlie and I, you know, it's going to be 20 years this year. Can you believe?
I'm going on my 20 years doing Coast to Coast. So this all happened at the same time.
Isn't that something? And it's absolutely true. That's right. Yes. When I originally did Coast to Coast before you came on, I was not with anybody, and I thought I was helping people find love. I'm like, wait a second, what about me? So I went on a dating site and said, numerologist looking for a man who's really got my number, and I ran those charts of the men who came through, and Charlie was the one.
How many numbers did you run?
You know what? I can see each man. Probably about 6 or 7 dates, but once Charlie showed up, I'm like, oh, no, no. The numbers were so good, I thought, he's the one. But I did something deliberately, and I suggest everyone do this, male and female listening. When you meet somebody through the dating site, through the Internet, take your time. Get to know them. I mean, I deliberately waited for 4 months. Even though Charlie and I only lived 40 minutes from each other, I wanted to get to know him. You know, we exchanged music. We listened to each other's sense of humor. I got to really know him. We talked a couple hours a day. So by the time I met him, George, I already knew he was the one. But, yeah, it's going to be 20 years
now,
of dating now.
How did he know you were the one?
Well, because I was the one. Here's how that went. You can't tell a man that you know he's the one unless you want to scare him. Okay, that's just a fact. So I played it coy, and I was lovely. But we got along so well, and he'd been through a bad divorce, like he'd had a bad marriage. And he said to me he had never met anyone who was so responsive to him. Like he had never laughed as much or been as playful. And then our 1-year anniversary is when he knew. We were dating for 1 year. We had seen the movie Finding Nemo, which most people have.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a kick out of it. So I thought, you know what, I'm just going to surprise him with the DVD, Finding Nemo. So that's what I had. Well, Charlie shows up with the surprise of me, Finding Nemo. That happened.
How about that?
1-year anniversary, same gift. That's when he knew.
Next up, let's go to our international line. We're going to talk to Laura, Calgary, Canada. Here's the birth date. 5-10-67. 5-10-67. Laura's with us on Coast to Coast. Hello, Laura.
Hi, how are you?
We're great. How about you? What can we do for you? What's your question?
My question is, I'm just wondering if this is a good year for travel for me. I usually go to India every year, and being locked down because of COVID and the restrictions. So I'm wondering if I'm going to get there this year.
Okay, so let's talk about your numbers first. So you're 5, 10, 1967. The first thing I tell you, Laura, you have the two attitude, life path, which is love. So I have to ask you, in India, who's out there? Do you have friends out there that you love? Tell me who you're not seeing.
I do have someone there. I do have a boyfriend there, yes.
Well, there you go. So, you know,
we knew it.
Broken. Yeah, it's been incredibly hard for you to be without that love. So here's the good news. Yes, you will be able to travel. As George and I have already talked about, because of the number 2022, with all that 2 energy, it promotes us compromising, figuring out a way to figure this out where we can actually travel and not get sick. It won't be in the first 3 months, but certainly could be summer as we head out of here. So, yeah, Laura, I do see you getting up there in person. I also want to say you're in a cycle of 3. Remember I said that's getting in touch with your inner child and finding ways to have fun? So do that. Be creative right now. Find ways to enjoy yourself. Don't, because your heart's huge. And when you love someone, you love so deeply, it hurts you when you can't see them.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. All right. So good luck. Go. Thanks, Lori.
Yeah.
You're good at this, Glennis.
You know I am, George.
You should be a matchmaker.
I love to matchmake. That is a passion. That's why I love By the Numbers was written. And again, with like Maggie, for her to read the book, kind of study it, and find a man who's that compatible, that's what I want for people.
Well, good for you. Simple. Next up, let's go to Shola Inda. Interesting name. From Fontana, California. 10-16-66. 10-16-66. Hello, Shola Inda. Did I get your name right?
Hello, George. It's pronounced Shalanda, just like Yolanda.
Shalanda. Okay, great. Yeah. Thank you. Good. What's your question?
Okay, so I'm a high school teacher, but I wrote a television pilot.
Oh!
And I want to know if this will be the year.
Okay, so, that's a good question. Hold on one sec. I got to figure out what cycle you're in.
10-16-66.
Let me ask you this. Do you have an agent for that?
I have a production company that's interested.
Okay.
That's good news.
Listen, you heard me earlier talking about that prosperity affirmation, correct?
Yes.
Okay. You need to start doing your affirmation daily. I also have another fun one. This is for creative people who are trying to make something like that happen. You got to get your mind in alignment with the success, because here's what I see in your chart. Because you're ultimately a three, yes, you can tell your story. You've been through a lot. So I don't know, what is it, a dramatic story? Is it a comedy? What did you do?
It's a drama. It's actually one of George's favorite topics. It's about the escape from Alcatraz.
Ooh,
oh, yeah.
Good. Cool.
Now, is there some humor in it, too?
No, this is pretty straightforward. I mean, there's humor in any story somewhere buried in there, but that's not the real genre, no.
Right. So here's what I'm going to tell you. Because you have the seven, which is that intensity, that's the part of you that when you tell me the story, you can lay it all out and make me live it, too. But behind all of that is your three, and I'm just going to suggest, and I don't know what if they'll alter it a little bit, but there needs to be some humor, you know? No matter how, think about it. Betty White is another. We're going to go right back to her. No matter how bad things got, she found a way to have humor. It was, you know, dark. It could be sarcastic. She could say anything and get a laugh, right? But I see that as being a part of it. And then the cycle that you're in a cycle of five, which means things are going to move not necessarily in your control. And that's why you get if you start getting your mind in alignment, you could get a break. I've had many, you know, Oscar winners. Shalanda, that's how you pronounce it, correct?
Yes, Shalanda.
Okay. Uh-huh. Listen, Oscar winners, so often they win when they're in a personal year five. So how long have you worked on this project?
You know, it's so interesting because, you know, with the pandemic, they shut the schools down March 13th, 2020 in LA Unified. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to be a writer in my 20s, and I just couldn't break in. And then I became a teacher, and I've been teaching for 20 years. And when they shut the schools down, it just hit me again. You need to start writing again. And
but you're a natural writer. That's in your chart. Like, a three is the storyteller. It's not hard for you to do that. So
and
now it's about, you're not used to things going easy for you. And I say that because you've got an eight attitude. They're the ones who learn the hard way. Even when you take advice, you just have to feel it's your decision. But I tell you, I see you as a gifted writer, judging by the writing by the numbers that I see. And now you have to pursue it and trust in it. But also get your mind ready for success.
Okay, and which one of the affirmations should I be saying?
I would be doing the prosperity affirmation, but also, you know, on my Facebook page, I did a bunch of videos. Once this crisis hit us, I kept giving affirmations to help us feel better. I know I have one on career, because that's what it is. It's about getting your mind ready for the success, this new success. And, yeah, prosperity is the first one to start with, which
and
I did tonight.
Did you say you're going to put it on your website or Facebook?
No, this will be on Facebook, because that's the easiest one. I'll just put a post, and I'll give them the affirmation. But now that Yolanda's come through, I'm going to give an extra one on there tonight for career.
Okay, good.
Because so many people worry about their career, as we know.
How about President Trump's numbers? How does he look?
Well, President Trump, ultimately being a four-life path, he's entered a personal year of eight. Now, there's a little humor to that. Because I remember when I said earlier, if you're in a cycle of eight, be careful what you say, because you might.
That's what I think got him.
Well, it is. Oh, honey, that's exactly what got him. If he had ever learned, just bite that tongue, right?
Yep.
It's okay not to say everything you think. In that world, especially politics, you cannot say everything you believe or think, because there's always going to be people against it. And some for it, but those that are against it are a big mouth too. So what I'm telling you is, this year, he's in a situation, you know, obviously there's some stuff coming up for him. There's some lawsuit stuff, but there's also support for him potentially running. So now he's going to have to find a way, what do I do and say to avoid trouble? That is his lesson this year. So the question is, can he?
Next up, let's go to Doug in Hollister, California. 310-69. Hello, Doug. Welcome to the show.
Oh, hi. A pleasure to talk to you, George and Gwyneth.
Thank you, Doug. What's your question for Glynis? And she'll jump right in.
I was just curious about my career when you just brought that up. But yeah, and if this is a good time to be looking to make a change.
Yeah. Well, what change would you make? Tell me that. What are you considering?
Just, I don't know, wanting to move up to another level, you know?
Okay, so I didn't get your first name. I did get
Doug.
Your birthday.
Well, Doug.
It's Doug. What I'm seeing, and I just have to make sure, because I wrote your birthday right below her. Say your birthday one more time, because I believe
it's 3-10-69.
Okay, so it is a 10. George, just so you know, last week I sliced my index finger, so I've got a big...
Oh, my God. Why don't you tell us
horrible,
that? We wouldn't be pushing you this
hard. So my writing looks like I'm from I don't even know where... It's a good thing you can't see it. All right. So 3-10-1969?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. So born on a one day. Four. All right. So what I was going to tell you, which is good news, you are ultimately a two, which means you're sensitive. You're born on a one day, which is that part of you that's, you know, how sometimes you want to relax, but there's almost like a monkey on your back saying, well, what's next? What else are you going to do? Do you feel that in your head sometimes?
Yeah.
Okay,
definitely.
You just entered the personal year cycle of one, and what that means, you get into your driver's seat. So when you say to me, Glynis, is this a good year to make a change? The answer is, it's a perfect year to do that. It's time for something new.
Definitely.
So decide what that is and go for it.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
All right, Doug, I appreciate that. We're going to come back later with Glynis McCants and take final calls. Her website is linked up at coasttocoastam.com. A couple of her books, Love by the Numbers. Glynis has your number. And Glynis, what is your toll-free number for people who want to use that to call for the books?
The toll-free number is 1-877-686-2373. I'll say it twice. 1-877-686-2373.
And how do they find you on Facebook?
Well, Facebook, if they go to numberslady.com, it literally shows the link, right? You've got your little Facebook and Twitter. Just click on Facebook. It brings you right to the page.
Gosh, you're in the modern days now, aren't you?
Well, you are. Look at your fan base over on Facebook. I visit your page. It's wonderful. It's always so active. There's always good information.
We've got a great series of webmasters who keep it updated and everything else, and they watch my back on Facebook. They'll never have me say anything stupid.
No, it's always good information, and plus they keep you posted on what's going on.
They send back some of my posts saying, nope.
What?
Yep, you don't get to post that.
All right, we're going to come back. Final calls next with the numbers lady, Glynis McCants. Next hour, the Dream Team joins us. Michael and Nicole Sebastian join us. We'll have one each for each half hour. Then both of them will join us for phone calls in the last hour of the program tonight, as we talk about night terrors and all those things. So make sure you're part of the program. And welcome back to Coast, our final segment with Glynis McCants, the numbers lady, her website, numberslady.com. We'll get to your calls in a moment. Glynis, what's new on your plate? What's your next project?
Well, what I'm working on is at the end of the month, on Saturday, the 29th of January, I'm going to do an online event helping people learn not only about that personal year cycle, like the meat of it.
Mm-hmm.
What you and I just did right now would be like an appetizer, right? We did a little appetizer.
That's right.
This will be very in-depth. And then we're going to look at some of the things that I see coming up throughout this year, and also taking some live calls, you know, helping people with the questions they submit so that they can feel better about the new year 2022. Again, we've been through so much the last couple of years. I'm looking forward to seeing a shift. And I did want to say something to George. one more thing about 2022. There's a thing about that energy that when it's going well, you've got to be careful not to sabotage it. You know how things can be going smoothly and suddenly you're like, whoa, do I not know something?
You go overboard.
Gonna drop?
Yeah.
You know how we do that. So you have to say out loud, when these good things happen, say it out loud, it's going good and I deserve it. Like, put that out there. Don't sabotage the good news because there's plenty coming.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Now, what about people who are negative going into the new year? What do we do with them?
We gently put them in the ocean.
Glennis.
No. Okay. What we do is we shift their mind because, you know, as a counselor, I do the numerology counselor. I'll say to them, what has happened? It's just like numbers. There's a positive and negative side. Your numbers have turned against you. So how do we shift it? How do we get you to embrace the positive? The people that become really negative, they've just taken on too much negative information, and now that's all they see. You know, what we believe is what we manifest. So if I think I've, example, let's say I'm a woman who has had a man cheat on me. Well, then maybe I have another guy because I believe men I meet cheat on me. So then I keep meeting that same guy. You have to find a way to break the patterns so you can be happy. And that's what I teach. That's what, the whole point of numerology is to help you have peace of mind and realize, oh, I can do this differently. I can actually be happy. I don't have to be unhappy.
All right, let's go to the calls. Next up, we go to Michael in Bristol, Connecticut. Here's the birth date, 9/29/64. Michael, welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you, George. You are fantastic, George.
Thank you, and I love your voice. My gosh, are you in radio?
No, but I'd love to be. But anyhow.
Hey, do this one thing for me. Say, this is Coast to Coast with George Norrie.
This is Coast to Coast with George Norrie.
Not bad. Not bad at all. How about your question for Glennis?
Too hard, probably.
What's your question for Glennis?
My question is, I went through a bad divorce a little ways back in my life, too, and about love. She sounds like she is just on tune with that. And my mother used to read stars, too, so I'm really interested in. I think she's fantastic.
All right, Glennis, what do you think? Love for Michael.
Well, I'll tell you what it is. Michael, when was that? What year was that, the breakup?
About 10 years ago.
So the reason, here's what happened. I don't know what happened in the actual breakup, but what I know is you're loyal. So when there's a betrayal, that is heartbreaking for you. And because you're a four life path, when something bothers a four, it's hard to let it go. So you're a little bit haunted by it. But the double two, you're born on a two-day, two attitude. You know the phrase, I'm a lover, not a fighter. You know how to fight, but it's not your preference, correct? Like you would love
yes,
to
ma'am.
Share your life with somebody.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Well, he's got numbers for partnership. So right now you're in a cycle of eight. Now, there's a pack of numbers. 2, 4, 8 are all natural match. You're born on a 2-day, you've got the 4 life path, and you're in a personal year of 8. This could be a year for you to be proactive in letting a relationship happen. Are you willing to do the dating site?
So much. I am, but I'm poor, ma'am, and I don't have an internet or any of that stuff to connect
right,
with people. So
let me tell you, I'll never forget this. My brother, years ago, he was like 36. He really wanted to get married. He wanted kids, but he was unemployed. He was not making money at that time. And I said, Jason, do not think like that. If you are capable of love, you can make a partnership happen and then work together to create income. He sure did. He met a woman named Karen. They're married to this day. So my point is, don't go negative on you. Like you're putting yourself down. The numbers 2, 4, and 8 are the ones who worry about financial security. And they always feel like if they don't have anything, then they're nothing, meaning you as a person. But you're a good guy. And I bet you have a lot of like skills about you. I have to ask, do you cook? Can you cook?
Definitely.
Yeah, you're. Would
yes,
you say
I love
you're
to
pretty
cook.
Darn good cook, like excellent.
He loves to cook.
I'm a good cook because I live alone, so I have to cook for myself. If I can. So.
But you're naturally talented about it. Is what I'm telling you. Looking at your numbers, I know that you can cook. So I would also think that you would pride yourself in trying to at least be neat. You should. When a four is in a place that's all sloppy, they're not happy. So I hope you're going to tell me you make that effort. Is that true?
Yes, I do, ma'am. Yes, I'm very neat, ma'am.
So here we have a man. You try to keep it together. You make things look good. You can cook, and you're kind. That could be good for some woman in your life. So are you telling me you're unemployed right now, or what's going on?
Yes, I am.
This is the year for you to look back into making some money happen. Are you willing to, like, take a class to learn a skill? What is it you could do?
I've done so many different things that it's, you know, I helped handicapped people. I rescued horses.
Oh, good for you.
I don't know what my next thing is yet, but I'm
okay.
I don't know what I want when I grow up yet, I guess.
I'm going to make a suggestion. Just looking by your numbers, when I think of like homes, you know, for people that need people who can assist them, someone you would literally go to the house and be an assistant to someone, an elderly person who pays you weekly, that is something you could do, Michael. You'd be good at it, and you'd get a steady paycheck. So what can you do to make that happen? You can get a certificate. They don't even take a long time. It's like 6 months of learning how to assist somebody else. So don't give up on the idea that this is your year to figure out a way to make money and be good at something you're proud of.
Good for you, Glynis. You're an employment agency, too.
Only if I see the numbers as obvious as him.
Thanks, Michael.
He's a case study, George.
Now, when do you sneak the numbers of the person you meet? You obviously can't do it there when you're with them, can you?
Well, here's what you can do. Like, let's say you just know their first name, and that first vowel in their name tells you something about them. So, example, if I met you and I just know your name's George, that E is a 5 in numerology, and I say, oh, this guy can be restless. You know, if I'm not interesting, he's not sticking around.
Well, not everybody knows what you know, though. So, I mean,
but when... that's where the book comes in.
That's right. I mean,
people who read those books, George, your people have read the books, and those who haven't, when they pick it up, they're able to get that insight. But what I meant was, without you having to say, hey, George, what's your birthday? At least you have a first name. And if you have a first name, you can learn something about them. That's what I mean.
So you can go back and figure it out maybe at home.
Yeah, but you can also make a note. Like, no matter who you meet, give me a name right now, anybody you can think of, just a first name.
A guy or a girl?
Whoever you want, whoever pops in your head.
What are we doing? Let's do Tommy.
Okay, Tommy. So the number 6 is his soul number. What is that? Taking care of others, stepping in, like rescuing, trying to save the day. If things are a mess, the O wants to take care of it. They want to fix it. If they are a parent, they're excellent at it because they're really good at people in the family. Like, they don't want to let them down. It's a number about loyalty. So right there, just by knowing the O and the name Tommy, you're going to have insight. That's what I mean. It's a powerful way, just that little thing about learning. Who is this person that I'm just met? I don't have a birthday yet, but I have a first name.
Well, getting the number is easy. Once you get the birth date and year, you can figure it out. What if they lie to you about the year?
Well, you brought up a good question. There was one guy I dated before my husband, and he lied about his birthday. So I thought I was dating a certain number, and it wasn't true. So the whole time I was with him, I'm like, why is this not working? Like, why are all his qualities wrong? And then one day he came clean and said, I'm sorry, I lied about my birthday because I want to be younger. I just lied on the dating app and said I was younger. And when he gave me his birthday, it was completely toxic to me. And I started laughing. I said, thank you for coming clean. I needed to know what was wrong. You need to know those numbers. It's just not going to work.
You're a toughie, though.
Look at Charlie, though. You know, I always say to people, yes, I am a strong woman, but with Charlie, because he knows who he is, I'm a Southern Belle with that man. I love that man.
Why does he call me up every night crying? I'm kidding.
George, what am I going to do?
I'm kidding. No,
he's totally kidding. But what I'm saying is, when you meet the right energy, like, you do realize the soul itself is asexual. It is not male or female. So when you meet someone, it's the yin and the yang, right?
That's right, sure.
You can bring up the strength in a person, like the caller we just had, Michael. He needs to find a woman who will embrace all that he offers, and that can only empower him to do better in his life.
Let's take as many calls as we can. Keep it to about a minute or so. Let's go to Thomas in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Here's the birthday, 2-12-88. 2-12-88. Thomas, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you guys doing? Happy New Year.
Great. You too. Thank you so much. What's your question for Glynis?
All right. Glennis, I wanted to know what my year is going to look like. Like, am I going to overcome things financially, like friend-wise type things?
Well, let me tell you what is happening. Personal year cycle for you, you've just moved into a cycle of two. And what I said earlier, it means your intuition is stronger than ever. So you know how sometimes you make a decision and then you overthink it? You're not sure if it was the right way to go. You know how your brain does that? This year, you don't have to do that. This year, you make that decision and you walk away. So if you're talking about relationship stuff, cycle of two is about true connection with people. And like I said, this year invites you to take a look. Should I stay in this relationship or not? Is this person really a good friend? And if they're not, walk away. So that's your cycle. Now, what are you thinking in career? What do you do right now for work?
You said, what am I thinking?
No, career. Do you have a career you're interested in?
I have a career right now. I work for the federal government.
Okay. And so is it relationship you don't have? Tell me what's missing.
I'm trying to get back on track financially because I felt like last year I spent way too much money.
Okay.
And I was trying to get friendships back on track.
And the other listeners, do your prosperity affirmation. I gave that to you today as a gift. I will post it on my Facebook page, but you're going to start doing it daily and you will shift your finances.
When do you see results?
You know what? That's the thing, George. Just like someone who puts an eight in their wallet and the next day they get a check, someone else, it takes a couple months. It just depends. But if you do it daily, you get results. That's my promise.
I got a refund 2 days ago after putting an eight in my wallet. Guess how much I got?
What?
91 eight? Cents.
Did you really?
A check for 91 cents. I deposited it. What the heck?
I love that you deposited it. I always end up giving this.
It's easy to throw a check like that away, but when you figure, if you put 91 cents on a table, you know, three quarters, a dime, a nickel, you're not going to throw that away.
No, and it looks like money, right? You're like, ooh, some money.
That's right.
Very true.
Let's go to Barbara, Lakeland, Florida, 11-16-54, 11-16-54. Barbara, welcome to the show.
Happy New Year. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Barb. You got a question for Glennis, and she'll take it away.
I want Glennis to tell me what the best things are going to be happening for me this year.
Well, Barbara, I want to ask you something. This past year, what was it like for you in 2021? What did it feel like?
A lot of heartbreak.
Right? It was real. I would have said to you gently, but still true, it was hard for you. It did not go your way. Why do I say that? You were in a cycle of five, and because you have 7 and 1, even though it's considered a natural match, meaning the energy is supposed to align with you, because of the virus and all of our limitations, it messed with it. Like, you didn't have freedom, Barbara. Did you feel you had freedom last year?
One of our friends met it during
No, but guess
other
what?
Other things were controlling.
Yeah, you're now in a cycle of six, which means you get your power back. You're going to feel more grounded. You're going to feel like you can do what you need to do. So what you need to understand, it is completely different than what you just went through. And that's good news.
Okay, Barbara, good luck to you. Glennis, we only have a few more minutes left. Let's take care of some business with you first. Give out the toll-free phone number for your books, even though it's available on Amazon, aren't they?
Yeah, it is on Amazon and any of the other bookstores. I think Barnes & Noble is still happening.
Yeah, they're still up.
So the point is, yes, Glennis has your number. They can get it. And also Love by the Numbers. On my website, we have a lot of, like, affirmations. When I tell you that's one of the things I love, it's covered there. But also the workshop. If you're feeling a little depressed and feel like, I just want to get better direction. Oh, I meant to tell you something, George. The calendar, you know that calendar?
Yeah, I remember that.
They can get a free PDF version of that calendar if they sign up by the 15th. That's a part of their ticket. So that's lucky.
You know what you need?
What?
A Glennis app.
Yes. We're still doing some stuff with, you're doing your dating site, but you know what I want to do, George, is have it set up where you could type in anyone you want to know about, whether it's a friend or relationship, and get the insights quickly. That's what I'm setting up. And that's basically a Glennis app.
Well, that would be very successful if you had an app, to be sure. Yeah. Glennis, thank you. Keep in touch with it, and we think the world of you. You know that.
Thank you, and Happy New Year.
And I'm sure we'll be talking to you within 2022. Up next, we're going to talk about some dreams and some scary things related to dreams in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM. So stick with us. We'll be right back.